Good Wednesday morning, beloved. And again, thank you for joining me as we begin this beautiful morning together in God's Word. Today we're going to be in Matthew chapter 25, beginning at verse 31. Here, Jesus concludes his final discourse with a parable that describes the judgment that will take place when he returns. All nations will be judged based on how they responded to Jesus' teachings and cared for those in need. And again, God's saving word for us throughout this week has been wisdom. So, let's begin reading Matthew chapter 25, beginning with verse 31. When the Son of Man comes as king and all the angels with him, he will sit on his royal throne, and the people of all the nations will be gathered before him. Then he will divide them into two groups, just as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the righteous people at his right and the others at his left. Then the king will say to the people on his right, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, come and possess the kingdom which has been prepared for you ever since the creation of the world. I was hungry, and you fed me, thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you received me in your homes, naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you took care of me, in prison, and you visited me." The righteous will then answer him, "When, Lord, did we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you a drink? When did we ever see you a stranger and welcome you into our homes, or naked and clothe you? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will reply, "I tell you, whenever you did this for one of the least important of these followers of mine, you did it for me." Then he will say to those on his left, "Away from me, you that are under God's curse, away to eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. I was hungry, but you would not feed me, thirsty, but you would not give me a drink. I was a stranger, but you would not welcome me in your homes, naked, but you would not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, but you would not take care of me." Then they will answer him, "When, Lord, did we ever see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and we would not help you?" And the king will reply, "I tell you, whenever you refuse to help one of these least important ones, you refuse to help me. These then will be sent off to eternal punishment, but the righteous will go to eternal life." And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 25, verse 40, where the king will reply, "I tell you, whenever you did this for one of the least important of these followers of mine, you did it for me." And so this is a picture of a future judgment. You know, I've been bantering this word eschatological around. Eschatology is the Latin word for the study of future events, especially future biblical events. And so this is a picture of end-time judgments, and it's showing one of the ways that God is going to determine judgment upon the world. And to him, the way that his precious ones, that includes you and me, the way that we have been treated by this world is going to determine if these people enter into eternal glory or eternal damnation. It's a pretty awesome thing when you think about it. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, open my eyes and heart to those who are in need. Help me to reach out with compassion and love to those I may encounter who need food and clothing, shelter, a visit, or a word of encouragement. Teach me to be an instrument of your love. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our time together today to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be looking at Job chapter 28, that is a poem of praise of wisdom, a poem in praise of wisdom. Until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.